back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 to look for part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Prudence Caskey from Santa Rosa County, part of the 4-H Club in Santa Rosa. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing today, PJ?
Good. It's good to see you again.
You too.
So what is new with 4-H in Santa Rosa?
Well, I'm actually going to be plugging all sorts of stuff that we have going on at the Extension Office in Santa Rosa. Our main deadline that we're trying to be concerned with is our peanut butter challenge. And Monday is the deadline to drop off peanut butter at the Extension Office and several of the other county facilities in the area. And if you come to the Extension Office on Dogwood and drop off a jar of peanut butter, we have a little tiny peanut plant
for you
while supplies last. So I think we've got about 20 of those left. So it's pretty cool.
Do you have instructions on how to care for the peanut plant?
I do believe they do have a fact sheet from the University of Florida. I think they have a fact sheet for that.
That's awesome. So what is the peanut butter challenge? Why are you collecting it?
So we collect peanut butter during the month of October. And on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, we do an event that's called Farm to City. And it's one of my favorite events where we have partnerships with all sorts of food banks and different area businesses. And it is they have to qualify to participate and receive the goods, but they get all sorts of stuff for their Thanksgiving meal. And then we also give those jars that we collect during October to those families in need on that day.
Okay, wonderful. I know you mentioned you had a couple of events coming up that you wanted to plug while you're here.
Yes. So Veterans Day is coming up, and Santa Rosa County 4-H always has a huge event at the Veterans Memorial Park downtown. And we host a cookout for veterans and their families. So usually it's about 400 to 500 people come through and get hamburgers and hot dogs, and we partner with Walmart to accomplish that. And it is it's an insane day. It starts at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's a huge blessing. I really enjoy it. Also one of my favorite, like if I have to start taking things off my calendar, that's not one that's moving. I quite enjoy it, even though it is a lot of hard work. We have the parade starts at 9:30, and they make their way downtown from Milton High.
Okay.
And then we have a ceremony at 11, and then we start serving at noon while supplies last. Usually we can run everybody through because we have all of our 4-H'ers come out and help that day. And we can usually run everybody through by 1 o'clock. So it's a stampede, so to speak.
And when you're organizing, it goes by fairly quickly.
Yes. Yeah. And we really enjoy it. And if you're not a veteran, you can come and there's a donation jar. And so you can come out. If you happen to be downtown for the ceremony or the parade, you can certainly give a donation and enjoy our cookout as well.
So. Absolutely. You're kind of an ambassador for the event. So tell me a little bit about the parade. Tell me a little bit about what people can expect from the ceremony.
Okay, so the parade starts at Milton High and makes its way down Stewart Street and then Willing, and Berry Hill and then Willing. And then it ends at about 10:30, and everybody kind of regroups during that half hour before the ceremony starts. And the ceremony is a little different if you've been to the Memorial Day ceremonies. It's very somber, of course, because of its Memorial Day. But this is a little different because of it being Veterans Day, and the veterans are there, and they've been in the parade. And so we just really thank those who have served for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did this event, like the luncheon aspect of it and your involvement in it, how did that all start?
Well, when I came on to Santa Rosa County 4-H 12 years ago, it was an event that was already established.
Okay.
And because I have so many veterans in my family, and many of my friends are veterans, that I wanted to make sure that that was not something that we lost and that we kept going with that. And since then, we've partnered with Walmart, and we write a grant through their foundation and get the supplies that we need. And Tractor Supply has helped us, and there's just many businesses that help and support that event.
That's a great way to give back and say thank you to the veterans who have sacrificed so much for our country.
Absolutely. And we have new banners this year. I wrote a grant and got some banners, so I'm very excited to be able to use those every year. And mm-hmm. It says we are serving those who have served for us, and so we appreciate them very much.
Absolutely. So our veterans from all around the area, welcome to come to this
Absolutely.
Event?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Okay. Downtown Milton on November 11th.
All right, perfect. So let's talk a little bit about 4-H. So I know that 4-H is obviously very focused on youth development. What ages can people get involved, get their kids involved?
So we work off of what we call a 4-H age, and that's however old they are on September 1. And so from September 1, that's your age locked in for the year. And so it's from 5 to 18 years old.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of things are they learning about?
So a lot of people think about 4-H as cows, plows, and sows,
mm-hmm.
But we're so much more than that. We actually have a new competitive archery club that has started, and they meet on some Saturdays. They're gearing up for their first competition December 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be interested in that, we have information about that on our Facebook page, as well as you can contact the office. But we have a sewing club. We have a line dancing club that meets once a month, and they burn some calories doing some line dancing. And we also have scheduled for next year, which will still be our same 4-H year, but in the end of February, first three Friday nights in March, we will have Friday Night Finance.
Oh, okay.
So we teach them about fiscal responsibility.
Oh, nice. I see that computers and public speaking are part of this too.
Oh, yes. So we have already this year we have started in August a little over 4,000 youth that have signed up for our 4-H public speaking program in grades 4, 5, and 6. So they get to pick a topic, research the topic, write a speech, and deliver the speech in their classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then it progresses from a classroom winner to a school grade winner to our county competition, which will be in April of next year.
Okay, and they get cooking skills too.
Oh, yes. And so we just renovated our office kitchen at the extension office, and we have lots of opportunity for youth. We're currently looking for a cooking club leader, hint, hint, to be able to lead that club. But we have a demonstration kitchen as well as the capability to teach grilling. So we have done that in the past and had grilling day camps as well.
Well, that's awesome. So what are the qualifications for this cooking camp leader that you're talking about?
Okay, so for all of our volunteers, uh-huh. We require 2 volunteers per club. And that is what we call our 2-deep rule. It's just good practice, quite frankly, to have 2 adults when you're working with youth. And they will have to pass a level 2 background screening, which means they will go down and get their fingerprints done. And because let's face it, if we want somebody working with youth, we want to check
mm-hmm.
them out. And we're
going to
check them out. So we do that. And we have, they are required to meet 9 times a year, which is not a whole lot. So we say take the summer and December off, usually is how they do that. So,
okay.
And then they can meet according to their schedule and their preferences. And if it's not cooking is not your forte, then if the photography may be something that you're interested in teaching youth, we can certainly start that club up as well. Just give us a call at the extension office.
Absolutely. We'll be back with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.
Trinity Wellness Med Spa is Pensacola's premier body sculpting spa, now open inside Pace Wellness Center. They offer non-invasive treatments for weight loss, skin tightening, facials, pain management, hair regrowth services, and lymphatic detox treatments. Trinity Wellness is moving to a new location November 1st with a fitness studio, Salt Cave, and now offering private parties. Book your free consult with Trinity Wellness Med Spa, 850-824-0663, 4301 Spanish Trail in Pensacola, and 4958 US 90 in Milton.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
6 days left until the general election. Be sure to listen to News Radio 92.3 for your election coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you'd like to be part of the show today, in the studio with me is Prudence Kasky from Santa Rosa County's 4-H Club. And before the break, we were talking about a few of the events that 4-H has going on. And I know there's an open house coming up, too.
Yes. So we have our open house will be on January 18th from 9 to noon at the Extension Office on Dogwood Drive at 6263 Dogwood Drive in Milton. And that will be an opportunity for you to learn a little bit more about how to have your youth involved or become involved as a volunteer as well.
Mm-hmm. So they'll learn about the different programs that are offered,
yes.
Different camps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hopefully we will have our summer camp schedule laid out by then. We don't have that hammered out just yet because we're trying to get through the end of this year. So,
mm-hmm.
But we are working on getting those dates aligned with everything. We did just schedule the Friday night finance, and we will have registration open for that hopefully November 1st.
Okay.
So this Friday.
Are there certain camps that are fixtures every year that, you know, kids look forward to in terms of like a theme or something like that?
Not necessarily. So we have what we call day camps. So now in Camp Tempucci is in Niceville, and that's our residential camp where they actually go and stay overnight. And our day camps, they get to sleep in their own bed each night. So they just come and hang out with us during the day for whatever event that we're having. Some of our day camps we've had in the past have been forensic science. We've done archery day camps. We've done life skills, just adulting 101 is what we call it. And so they learn how to grocery shop. They learn how to cook some simple meals. They learn how to cook on the grill. And we've had survival day camp where they did building a fire and building a shelter and cooking outside on that fire. So it's a little just all over the place, kind of what we were interested in doing that year.
Mm-hmm.
Because 4-H is everything. We try to keep it a little varied and give that different spice of life to the kids because we do have so many different activities that they can participate in.
Absolutely. It's given them different experiences in life and they can gravitate towards what they might enjoy.
Right. So we call it finding their spark. So when they find that thing that is their spark, and we try to nurture that.
Okay. I know that there's also another event coming up called Agritunity. Tell me about that.
Agritunity, yes. So Matt Lawler is our commercial horticulture agent, and that is one of his events that he's offering. It has been a series, and his last one is going to be on November 7th, and it will be on fruit production and different fruit trees, I imagine. I'm not exactly sure what all he's going to cover, but I know the title of it is fruit production, and you can register for that on Eventbrite. Just search Santa Rosa County Extension.
Okay. So you mentioned social media, too.
Yes. So Santa Rosa County Extension has a Facebook page, as well as Santa Rosa County 4-H has a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So if you look Santa Rosa 4-H on Facebook, you should be able to find us pretty easily.
Like I said, 4-H has a lot of wonderful opportunities for students. I know that a lot of it's project-based, too. Can you talk to me about the projects they're working on?
Yes. So we have projects that are open for them to enroll in. There's project books that will help guide them. So, for instance, there's project books and there's record books. So my kind of rule of thumb, so to speak, is if it's a record book, you're raising an animal. So you have a record book for poultry, and you have a record book for the swine and the steer and things like that, which will be for our livestock show that we're going to have April 12th of next year. So those are where you're going to have the record books. But the projects could be sewing, could be photography, could be robotics, whatever. And there's different 4-H curriculum based on what project it is that they pick. And so most all of our curriculum has three different levels.
Mm-hmm.
So they're for junior, intermediate, and senior aged youth. And that's 8, 9, 10 is a junior. 11, 12, 13 is considered an intermediate. And 14 to graduation is considered a senior 4-H'er. Now our 5, 6, and 7-year-olds are called Clover Buds. So they do different projects.
Sure.
And because of the age.
Mm-hmm.
So the projects are all separated into three different levels, and they all have an adult helper guide. So if, let's say, woodworking is your jam and that's what you love to do, and you thought, you know, I'd really like to teach that to youth, but that's kind of scary because there's saws and there's knives and things like that. The 4-H project books will help you teach, starting at, okay, what is an appropriate thing to teach for an 8, 9, or 10-year-old when it comes to woodworking? Maybe they're not cutting the wood, but they can certainly learn how to hammer it together.
Mm-hmm.
And as they advance in that project, they can get more advanced in the certain things. You know, they may run a router, or they may learn how to do just the sanding and staining of the wood projects. So it helps to break down what it is that is appropriate for certain ages.
Mm-hmm. Do they do one project at a time? Do they have multiple projects going on?
Most of our 4-H'ers have all sorts of stuff going on, quite frankly. So I always say it's very different from the Scouts. When you think about Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, where they have to go and get this merit badge, and then they have to go and check the next box and the next box. So if their passion, their spark is photography, they can do photography all 10 years that they're in 4-H. If they want to learn more about cooking, and that is their passion, they can just do cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But many of them, so we had one family whose passion, one of the son's passion was apiary, and he grew bees, and that was his thing, and he loved bees. And his brother was like, I don't want to deal with bees, but he liked woodworking.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had a lathe, and he would, part of their family was bees. And so he would do this, like a honey dipper on his lathe, and he would make that out of the wood because that was where his passion was.
Mm-hmm.
And their sister, her passion was photography. So it was just a really neat way to see how bees brought this whole family together with different 4-H projects.
Yeah. Are those projects judged at a county level contest?
So we have our county fair, which will be the April 11th and 12th. The livestock show will be on the 12th. And so those exhibits will be at our county fair and shown and judged at the fair as well. So they would be able to put anything that they've made in the last year into the fair.
We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections. The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election. Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd. And three, you can vote at your polling place on election day. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked to the Trulieve founder and CEO, Kim Rivers, about Amendment 3. Learned from the Lakeview president, Sean Salamita, about the home base initiative that starts in Pensacola on Friday for veterans. Had a really interesting conversation about single-member districts versus at-large voting for county commissioners because of the debate between Ashley Hoffberger and Ron Helms. And had a really fun, frivolous discussion about whether you like it when waiters try to upsell you. You can listen to all of these conversations at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. In studio is Prudence Kasky from Santa Rosa County's 4-H Club. And I know that 4-H also is partially run by volunteers. You need volunteers to help you with what you do.
Yes. So we love our volunteers, and our volunteers can be club leaders, or they can be what we call episodic volunteers, where they come for one specific day. We have volunteers that come and help us on Veterans Day, like I had mentioned before, on that November 11th, downtown Milton. And then we will have also our public speaking competition is a big deal, and that day we need 12 volunteers because I try to have three judges for each grade level and timekeepers, and it's a big day as well for those youth who have worked so hard to get to that level. And so we have some that will become club leaders, and that's a higher level of volunteer. They need additional screening. That's what I had mentioned before, where they would go and get their fingerprints done. And they work with us. My program assistant, Mary English, works with all of our volunteers, new and established, that will help them with their club meetings and how to coordinate those and things like that. And we have our 4-H building at our office in Dogwood that's available. We have a classroom in there for them to be able to meet. And it's just, it's been a huge blessing. I'm going to give a shout out to Impact 100 for helping us get that building. We were blessed enough to receive that grant twice and help build that building. So, and it's established and finished. So it's great to be able to see it being used now for what it was designed to be used for.
Yeah, if you're looking to volunteer in Santa Rosa County, 4-H is a great option. If you have the heart of a teacher, you can teach skills. If you have event planning experience, they need help with events. You can share experiences with the kids. So talk to me a little bit more about different opportunities people can plug into.
So just exactly what you said, however, whatever it is that's your spark, you know, whatever it is you're doing Saturday morning, that's probably a 4-H project, and you could share that experience and information with you.
And how do people sign up?
Contact us at the extension office. It's 850-623-3868.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.